Dork Squad. This is Reginald T. Hedgehog, and you're listening to Dork Tales Storytime. I'm here to greet you because my friend and favorite storyteller, Jonathan Cormer, is visiting the magical realm of the What If World podcast. He's joined host, Mr. Eric, for a storytelling adventure and some mythical merrymaking. And we get to listen in on their journey. So without further ado, here's What If Dragons Breathed Sprinkles. Ooh, sprinkles. Yum. Stay tuned afterwards to hear a short interview with Jonathan. Enjoy!
What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am so excited to be joined by a fellow teacher, a fellow voiceover actor, a fellow storyteller and podcaster, my friend, Jonathan Cormer.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here. Nice to meet you all.
I thank you so much for coming on the show. You are the host, and you work on the show Dork Tales Storytime. Is that right?
That's right, I do. Dork Tales Storytime Podcast.
It's a wonderful show, and that's part of the reason why I'm excited to have your voice with us here today. We're going to get started. We're going to listen to our first question. This is from a patron named Remy. Remy wrote in to ask, what if there was an island that was actually a giant turtle? Great question, but we like to throw in a couple curveballs in our stories, so let's hear one more question from a listener named Dan.
Hi, my name's Ben. I'm 5 years old. And my What If World question is, what if dragons breathe sprinkles? Thanks, bye.
What if indeed? That would be delicious.
Yeah, I gotta get some ice cream ready.
Yeah.
Now, we do have one last final bonus question from a listener named Liam, but we're gonna play that at the end because, you know, I like to keep some surprises for all of you listeners at home.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
You can't start the voice work yet. We gotta wait till it's at the start. No, I'm just kidding.
that was Mr. Reg, my hedgehog sidekick who had to just chime in there for a little bit.
Oh, hey, Mr. Reg. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. It's so nice of you to join us.
Oh, no problem. Carry on.
So let's find out, what if there was an island that was actually a giant turtle? And what if dragons breathed sprinkles?
Welcome, everyone. It is I, Abacus P. Grumbler. You may be wondering why I summoned you to the multi-purpose Roomateria. Well, you're in for a treat, because today we have a new guest teacher, Igneous Draconius. Igneous? Mr. Draconius? we got the time wrong.
Igneous! Interruptus!
Oh, what a well-timed interruption!
Thank you. Hello, class. I am Igneous Draconius.
Ooh. Yay! Oh my gosh!
But my friends call me Iggy, so you can just refer to me as Mr. Iggy. I am a dragonborn. Do any of you know what a dragonborn is?
Oh, I do. Wait, I'm the teacher.
Mr. Abacus, perhaps you can explain what a dragonborn is.
I think it means that you're a humanoid that has many draconic qualities, so...
Oh, yes, that's very good. Yes, I am in fact a dragonborn, and I have studied magecraft since I was but a little hatchling. Now, we could maybe get started. Some simple elementary magic spells, if that's all right.
Oh... Yes, that's fine. I didn't realize we'd be going into it right away with the magic, the sudden magical appearance.
Well, we are a magic school, aren't we?
Let's just not forget who the head professor is and who the guest lecturer is.
Of course not. Now, class, I will show you a very simple weather manipulation spell. But I think we need to be outdoors. Abacus, there is a dueling ground around here, isn't there?
Yes, I think we could dust off the old grounds. We just have to get everyone in a single file line.
And, we don't need to do that. I will cast a massive teleportation spell.
What?
Classroomius teleportatus. And here we are. Ooh, it's a lovely ground. A bit dusty. You haven't really used it very much, have you?
It's not that, I sort of forgot.
Well
that
then, this could get a little dangerous, class, so I'm going to place a protective bubble around all of you.
What? I've never seen a bubble.
You know what?
There we go. And now, the awesome power of Igneous Iggy Draconius.
Excuse me.
Cumulo Nimbus.
Whoa. Oh, that's so awesome!
Igneous!
Oh, yes, Abacus?
You've completely disrupted our lesson plan for the entire day already and shown me up with magic no less than 3 times since your arrival.
Now, Abacus, Abacus, if you want to say something, you have to raise your hand.
You have just invited yourself into a duel with Professor Abacus P. Grumbler!
Ah, a Gygaxian duel, you say?
Oh, what's that?
Wonderful! Now, allow me to summon our pillars.
Whoa. Wait, did the duel start yet? Because I feel like I'm already losing.
Oh, not yet. What can we start with first? Oh, I know. Levitation. How does that sound to you?
Yes, of course.
All right, class. Now, normally, a dragonborn has wings, but I've made them disappear because it makes the wings very hard to go through small doors. So instead, I've taken them off, and I'm just going to use regular magical levitation.
Also, it makes your armor fit quite sveltely.
Thank you. Yes, this is a professional wizarding armor.
Wait, I shouldn't be complimenting you in a duel.
That's all right. You can compliment me as often as you like. Wingus Flightus Levitatus.
Wow, he's really gonna win.
Now, class, you are all safely protected in your bubble. Remain seated, please, because I will levitate you. Here we go, and up you go.
Levitating things with perfect control and is reliable and overrated.
Let me put the class down, and off you go, and there. All right, Abacus, please, demonstrate what you can do.
Okay, levitorium abacorius. All intentional.
He's hitting the bubble. Here, finit incantatum.
That was a close round,
yes.
But...
Excellent speed. Wonderful flying, but the landing needs a bit of work.
well, children, I guess you are the de facto judges, because it's been a long time since I've dueled and I didn't find any, and...
By a long landslide.
Yes, thank you for the embellishments.
Oh, children, you are too kind. Round 2. Let's see. How about conjuration? The art of summoning.
Oh, well, you won the last round, so I guess you go first again.
No problem.
It's not like I need any time to think or anything. What am I going to do?
Let's see. Since the dueling grounds are so large, this is the perfect place to summon what or who I'm going to summon. May I introduce you all? And please, do not be afraid to applaud. Oh, mighty one. Come forth, hear my summons, Islanders Turtalum!
Oh, wow!
A giant turtle!
It's like a floating island.
It's like an island in the sky.
There is no proof that turtle wasn't hidden behind a cloud until this very moment.
Really? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm usually in the water. After all, I am an island turtle.
Please introduce yourself. Yes, children and wizards. I am the Great Island Turtle. Tim.
Tim? Is that what he said? Tim?
Oh, Tim.
Bigger isn't always better. I've got to remember my audience. Oh, yes, indeed. I've got something for this.
Kitty meow meow. A pira meow meow.
He seems to be hacking up a sort of a hairball.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's a lovely little hat you have there, Mr.
Oh, I believe he goes by Mr. Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers, are you all right? What sort of thing do you do?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much seeing it, but he's very old and has an aroma that is quite unique.
Yeah. You could say that.
Yeah.
I think he needs to see a vet.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too.
Let's see who wins this round.
Abacus.
I don't know. I thought Iggy's is pretty good, but...
We're tied. We're tied now, yes.
I think a tie is perfectly fine. Thank you, Tim. I will see you later. Tim is also my island vacation home.
That's right.
Oh, now he's just showing off.
Would you like to stay, Tim?
Sure. I'd like to see how this plays out.
In the final round...
Oh, yes.
Everyone knows that I am good at, transformation. That's one thing that I often do, not by accident.
Transmutation. Ah, here we are. And now, children. One thing about Dragonborns is that we all have a specific kind of breath, depending on the color. And I am a red Dragonborn, so my breath is fire. Now, observe.
Wow!
Oh, yeah, little smoky, that one.
Indeed, my whiskers are singed.
So is Mr. Are you all right, Mr. Whiskers?
Meow.
Now, I will use transmutation magic to turn my breath into something delicious. Breathalyzen transmutatum. There we go. Now, hold on. I think it's coming. Just a... And, oh, here we go.
Sprinkles.
They're so colorful.
There you are. Abacus, you said this was your best, right? Show us what amazing transmutation you can do.
Yes. What I find is that transmuting others... Oh, now that takes talent. Talent that I have in spades.
Oh, indeed.
Abacar P. Vroombla.
What's happening to me?
My arms are wheels. My back is a tailpipe.
I'm a bus.
Yes, children love cars. Right? I mean, these are all eco-friendly, of course, I think.
Oh, no! I'm running over the sprinkles!
Seatbelts!
I haven't got my driver's license yet!
I'm the Scooter. I think I want to stay this way.
Your name is Scooter, so I can see why that might be. Ignis, could you maybe help me get these kids, except for Scooter, of course, back to normal?
No problem. Finit incantatum. Acceptus Scooterus.
Whoa. I'm dizzy.
My arm still hurts.
Oh, no, those tire marks will come out in the wash, I'm sure. And Scooter, remember to ask your parents' permission to stay that way, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Eggy wins!
Mr. Eggy wins!
I like being a Scooter, but Mr. Eggy wins.
I like Mr. Whiskers, but Mr. Eggy wins!
That's squirt, all right. I don't feel embarrassed or ashamed at all. I just need to get something from my office.
Well, at least he's not embarrassed about it, I suppose.
I think he does feel embarrassed and ashamed. Maybe that's just me.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Tim, what do you think?
I think you might have come across a little too strong there, Iggy.
You don't say. All right, I suppose I'll send you back, and children, go see the head nurse's office. Any of you who still feel bad, I'll release you from your bubble. Mr. Whiskers, are you okay?
Meow.
Now, I will go check on your teacher. I will be the bigger dragonborn and apologize.
Where is it? I know it's here somewhere. Oh, my secret wishing salmon. Okay, secret wishing salmon. I want you to just let it to me.
Hi, Abacus. How's it going? I'm Sal, the wishing salmon. But you probably already knew that.
Didn't you hear my muffled whispering?
I wish it was seated at this horse.
Come on, speak up.
Oh, Igneous, Draconius, so nice to see you here.
Hi, Iggy, how's it going?
Hello there, Sal. How have you been keeping?
Master Abacus is really good at it. He takes care of me well. He does mumble a bit, though. I think he said something about, he wanted to wish for your wand to be turned into a bratwurst.
Back in time. Wait, no, I didn't know.
Oh, right, that's right. He wanted to go back in time so he can switch out your magic wand for a bratwurst. Of course, you know, this kind of wishing magic always comes at a cost.
I see. Was I just so rude and horrible that you would even risk your own well-being to do that?
No, I just wish that you had, been a little more sensitive to my feelings from the beginning, and then I felt like I'd been backed into a corner and had to play out this competition in front of our students, and I felt like I was being a bad professor and a bad wizard, and... Now I've been a bad friend, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. I admit, I might have come off a little strong, and I was so caught up in what I was doing that I didn't take into account that I might have been making you feel a bit bad. Do accept my apology. This is a little bit embarrassing.
Oh, go on, Niggy. Tell them how you really feel.
Oh, thank you, Sal. You certainly are good at granting wishes.
It's what I do.
I did it to impress you. I've heard about your amazing adventures, and I have nothing but the greatest of respect for you, and you even inspired me to take up magecraft, even though when I was little, I actually wasn't very good at it, believe it or not. I had to work very hard to get to where I was, and dash it all, I bungled it up.
To me, you're this young, talented wizard who's just succeeded in every place that I've ever failed, and of course I accept your apology as long as you accept mine.
Oh, of course. I hope this doesn't ruin our friendship.
Not at all! We just met!
True.
Well, my work here is done.
But you didn't grant a single wish.
Sure I did. You wished for the problem to go away. And it happened.
Oh, I just wonder what the cost will be.
You'll never know.
Oh, look at Igneous there, teaching his class. Oh, wonderful.
All right, class, that's excellent flying magic. Your wings are looking very good. And now, of course, why don't you move on back to the classroom so that Mr. Whiskers can teach you the art of cat magic.
Yes, follow me, if you would.
Mr. Whiskers!
I love Mr. Whiskers' class.
He's my new favorite professor.
Yeah, Abacus P. Hoobler.
I blame Sal the Wishing Salmon!
The end.
Jonathan! We did it!
We did! Oh my gosh, we did it!
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't let you talk about Dorktales Storytime Podcast.
Yes, so Dorktales Storytime Podcast, me and my amazing hedgehog sidekick, Reginald T. Hedgehog, we either tell like these fairy tales with a twist or hidden heroes of history. We talk about people who aren't really, you know, discussed as much in history books. It's a nice little fun way of entertaining and educating all at the same time.
Now, I know from talking to our parents that we have listeners who are both neurotypical and neurodivergent, mm-hmm. and I think all of our listeners would love to hear a little bit about your experience as a voiceover actor and a teacher and a podcaster who also happens to be neurodivergent.
Yes, I am neurodivergent. I am on the autism spectrum. It was a bit of a challenge, mostly because not really like typical in terms of what they would think a person on the spectrum was at the time when I was younger. It was hard for them to really figure out what my challenges were. And once we did, it was really kind of freeing in a way. You know, I actually view it more as an asset, really, because I could focus on and kind of remember. I watched a lot of like cartoons growing up, playing a lot of video games, watching a lot of movies and stuff, and I would kind of imitate those characters. And I even kind of learned how to speak to people through various videos and other things. It just helped me kind of learn how to communicate better. With Iggy, I even brought a little bit of that in there. One thing for me is I can't read social cues very easily. I've gotten better at it, and that's what Iggy kind of did with Abacus. He was so caught up in what he was doing that he didn't really see how he was making poor Abacus feel bad.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about it. Abacus, one thing that he could have done better is maybe explain how he was feeling, right? To be open and honest about his feelings.
It's like a conversation. You have a conversation with two people. It takes two people to have a conversation. It's hard to be the first one to admit you're wrong and apologize, but usually it leads to the other person going, yeah, I'm sorry too. And
it is, like you said, it's a conversation where two people are listening and really responding.
You did bring up I was also a teacher as well. And I'm glad that we kind of came up with this story about the conflict because, you know, with kids, I see conflict all the time. And it's over some things that could just very easily be resolved with, hey, just take a little break and, you know, try and talk it out and stuff. But, you know, kids, like even grown-ups, they're stubborn.
I taught the same age range after mm-hmm. school for years, and I feel you 1,000,000%. A lot of our parents have shared resources with me in the past. And Jody, who is a producer and co-creator of your show,
yes,
has shared resources as well. There's all kinds of resources, whether you're neurotypical or neurodiverse.
There's a lot out there, and there's a lot, you know, it takes a little bit of work on the individual's part, but with a good support system and good resources, that person can live a very happy and well-fulfilled life, as, you know, I had. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody's story is going to be like me. It's definitely possible for anybody. Neurotypical or neurodiverse, what have you, it's possible for everybody.
I hope you enjoy the story and, you know, a little bit of an extended interview, yes, because Jonathan and I just really hit it off I wanted you to hear from him. So thank you again for coming on the show. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much for having me. Hopefully there will be an opportunity to do this again sometime. This was a lot of fun, and please don't hesitate to reach out.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thanks a lot. Bye, guys.
So, Remy, Dan, and Liam, I hope you enjoyed your story. Liam, we are going to play your question now.
My name is Liam, and my what-if question is, what if Abacus gave people wheels for feet and cars arms? And I really like my bearded dragon cipher. I love your podcast. Bye.
Thank you for giving us our final transformation in your question. JF Cat here to shout out Viviana. She's 6 years old and loves What If World. She listens every day on the way to school and has a cat named Jingles and a fish named Suggs, short for sugar. So maybe I should say that Shugs. And I am here to shout out Olive Hawthorne, age 9. Olive is from Australia and wanted to shout out brother Sam as well.
And I have a big thank you for Mabel Davis, age 9.
Then, of course, there is Emma, age 9, from San Francisco, California. She's in the 4th grade and has 2 pets, a cat named Tobin, and an 8-month-old puppy named Delilah.
Finally, there's Tabitha, who's 8 years old. She loves gaming on her Nintendo Switch, and also dogs, of course, in the color black. Her siblings are Lily, Dexter, and Cece.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Desiree McFarlane for her sound design, my helper Miss Lynn, and all you kids at home who know that most conflicts between friends can be overcome with just a little listening and understanding. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Special thanks to Mr. Eric for letting us share this What If World episode with you. What If World is made by Mr. Eric and Karen O'Keefe, and you'll find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to both Dork Tales Storytime and What If World for a playlist library overflowing with imaginary tales. Please support Mr. Eric's work by joining What If World's Patreon for ad-free stories, a shout-out on the show, bonus audio, and so much more. Go to patreon.com/whatifworld. Now, go be the hero of your own story, and we'll see you next, Once Upon a Time, where Mr. Eric joins Jonathan and I for a Dork Tales original fairy tale.